Charlie and Go Cat Go still echoes through the years. You know the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it when he sang I Saw the Light. Old Marty, Hank and Lefty, why I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
fill their shoes.
Yes, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen on ending day where night will never be. A city where the storm clouds never gather. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. The glassy sea. We'll meet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last
Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. As we open up today's program and say good morning to everybody out there in radio world, I would like to start, as we usually do, with sending out a few special dedications. First of all, to my beloved Mama Dawn, with all my love this Sunday morning. It'll be a classic by the Wilkinsons and 26 Cents. Now, Amanda Wilkinson performed on our farm stage that my dad used to have many years ago. So it's going to be classic by them, titled 26 Cents. And it's also going out in honor of a trip I'm taking up to see a good friend of mine in Niagara Falls. As of tomorrow, I'll be gone from tomorrow until Thursday, but we will be here next Sunday, as we usually are, through CFRC and also www.osherox.com. Anyway, I would like to share a song with Bob Gardner of Niagara Falls, who I am going to Niagara this coming week to see and help him celebrate his 90th birthday. on Tuesday, the 24th. So for Bob, it's going to be an old classic by Wolf Carter, old Montana Slim himself, Whatever Happened All Those Years. Then we'll wrap up with another all-time classic song going out to my dear friend, Willie LaPointe, the mayor of Verona, as he is often known as. It'll be a song by Ross Clough, today's tribute artist, and his recorded version of The Family Bible. I'd also like to dedicate this to my late soulmate, Miss Velma LaPointe, and my late father, Papa Willie B. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Of just 18 years, a penny and quarter taped to a letter, and Mama's goodbye in her ears. She watched as her high school faded behind her, and the house with the white picket fence. Then she read the note that her Mama had wrote, wrapped up with 26. When you get lonely, call me. Anytime at all, I'll be there with you. Always, anywhere at all. There's nothing I got that I wouldn't give, and money is never enough. Here's a as we knelt on bended knee,
and he thanked the good Lord for the coming day. Then you'd hear one awful wail, someone pull the old cat's tail. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? As I gazed across the prairie while the sun was sinking low, listen to the low of cattle like the years of long ago. Gone are many dear old buddies, pardon if I shed a tear. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Then one day I thought it best, I jumped a freight train going west. I'd be a cowboy and I'd ride the range all day. I was in the Calgary Stampede, but I could never gain the lead. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, the good Lord lets me stay around. Many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you one and all when the work's all done this fall. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, but the good Lord, he lets me stay around. And many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you, one and all, when the work's all done this fall. But can you tell me what's happened to all of those years? Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years?
Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. There's a family Bible on the table, with its pages torn and hard to read. Oh, that family Bible on the table will ever be my treasured memory. I can see us sitting round the table, singing. Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This world with all its toil and trouble, all this world with all its fancy glee, if there was more family Bibles on the table and mother singing Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Sitting round the table while from the metal bar. left for me.
You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on the style.
Charlton Walker, son of country music legend Charlie Walker. Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Enjoy the program.
Pick me up on your way down.
And yes, friends, once again, it is that time of the week to share some Valley legends with y'all today. As we celebrate the legends of the Ottawa Valley, I would like to send a very happy 80th birthday celebration to the 80th milestone birthday of Uncle Ray Chapisky, who lives in Eganville. Now, he celebrates his 80th birthday this week, so in honor of Uncle Ray, it'll be a song that Johnny Mooring recorded many years ago titled Four Strings and I. With that, I'd like to send this out to Uncle Ray with his happiest of birthday wishes. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friends Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prairie, Ontario. For them today, it'll be a song by Papa Joe Brown. In keeping with the tradition of gospel for today, we are going to have an all-time classic titled The Deck of Cards by Papa Joe Brown. Then I would like to remind y'all that Vic's show is every Sunday evening from 7 to 10 over CJHR, also known as Valley Heritage Radio, where he plays much the same style as yours truly does, the old-time classic country. So turn that on some Sunday. I'm sure you'll be glad you did. Then we'll follow with a beautiful song I recently came across, and it's going to be Miss Gail Gavin and her version of the old Mac Beattie song titled The Blue Laurentians, and that will also be going out to my dear friend Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in up the valley way, or should I say good day to the valley listeners. Welcome in, friends.
When I was a young boy, I wanted to play a fiddle like no other man. And then I achieved a great honor, a triple winner in a very big land. I owe a great deal to this country and to my friends close to my heart. And I'll do my best while I'm living to bring music into your hearts. Yes, I've put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now, it's my way of living, using God's gift on four strings. When I am sad and I'm lonely, and everything I do turns the wrong way, I reach down and pick up my fiddle, and it turns the dark night into day. When I am old and I'm feeble, and my fiddle I've laid down to rest, I know I'll find peace and contentment in knowing my life has been blessed. Yes, I've put my whole life in my fiddle and in the joy that it brings. For now, it's my way of living, using God's gift on four strings.
Sergeant had a soldier boy up before the provost marshal for displaying a deck of cards in church. The marshal said, "What have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," the soldier replied. "You see, sir, I've been on the march for 6 days, and I've had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy started his story. "You see, sir, when I see the ace, I'm reminded that there is but one God. And the deuce, it reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days, God made this great heaven and earth. And the 7, it reminds me that on the 7th day, God rested. When I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed, and 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments God handed to Moses on those great tablets of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me again there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. When I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, who is queen of heaven, and the jack or knave, the devil. When I count the number of spots on the deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There are 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my deck of cards has served me as a Bible, almanac, and prayer book. And friends, this story is true. I know, because I was that soldier boy.
Across the sky, and where summer breezes kiss each tree, how my heart often mentions we should ne'er have said goodbye to my home up the Ottawa Valley. Of Chapel to the shores of Lac du Chêne and across through Fitzroy fields of grain, of the mighty Madawaska down some Calabogie Lane, how I long to be back home again. And wonder where the valley river flows up along the old trails of Champlain, through the glens of Calabogie, where the pine and maple grow. How I long to go there once again. Just to stroll down the shady streets of old Arbroath, and from Braeside's hilltop see the view, where the mountain sky and river blend their blue. Oh, my blue Laurentians, for your beauty I do yearn, 'cause you mean the world and all to me. How my heart often mentions that someday I must return to my home up the Ottawa Valley.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, I'd like to welcome a very special guest of honor through an archived interview to our program this morning, as we celebrate the memories and career of none other than a man we just laid to rest yesterday in Verona after 90 years of life. This next interview was recorded by my late friend Ross Clow in 2020 and I, after I first met Ross while visiting my friend Willie LaPointe. So, in honor of Ross, we're going to play this first part of a two-part interview. We will then hear an all-time classic that Ross recorded and wrote many, many years ago, I believe it was 1965, entitled The TV Show. With that, I would like to welcome, in loving memory of a dear friend, Mr. Ross Clow, to our program once again. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Ross.
It's a pleasure to have you here, Ross.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I'm glad.
So yes. Born in Verona in the early to mid-1930s, what are your earliest musical memories growing up?
The first time I remember singing, I was at my grandfather's, and I was about 7 or 8 years old, and my sister was playing the pump organ.
Oh, yeah.
And we both sang You Are My Sunshine.
Oh. That was yeah,
that's a long time ago.
And yeah. How did you spend your childhood?
Well, I spent it on I grew up on a farm here in Verona, about 20 miles or about a mile out of the village, and milking cows and pitching hay and driving horses and just a real good old farm life.
So you were a traditional farm boy?
I'm a traditional farm boy, yeah.
So yeah. I read that you also received your first guitar at the age of 9. Soon you were on your way to country music and gospel music fame. Would you tell us about that?
I was. We used to listen to Grand Ole Opry in Wheeling, West Virginia, on Saturday night when I was in the farmhouse with my parents.
Yes.
And I just longed to be a country singer. So I knew my neighbor had a guitar he wanted to sell, and my dad bought it for me when I was about 10 years old.
Okay.
And it took off from there, and I strummed away, and then I sent away to Sears and Roebuck and got a ukulele and played that, and went from there until I got a nice Spanish guitar at age about 15.
Oh, yeah.
And 16. And after learning to play Spanish on that guitar and singing some of the hip parade country music in the farmhouse, I felt that I wanted to be a country singer. So anyways, it went from there. I met the manager one night at age 17.
Yes.
At a party. house party.
Okay.
And the manager asked me if I would, after listening, if I would go to CKWS.
Okay.
And that was the manager of CKWS, and speak to Don Johnson, who had the Serenaders, and probably one of the top country groups at that time in the 50s in Kingston area. So I went in and I spoke to Don, and he had me sing that day. I sang an old Carl Smith song, Are You Teasing Me?
Oh, yes.
And yes. From that time on, Don had hired me, and I traveled with the Serenaders 10 or 12 years. And it was quite a life, a tough life.
Was it? Yes.
But I got into alcohol along with everybody else in the group. And after a number of years, I thought I better change my ways if I wanted to survive. So I went to church one night when I was age 30. Mm-hmm. And I asked the Lord to come into my life and help me change.
Yes.
And that very night, I was delivered from alcohol and hadn't drank since. And it's been a good life ever since.
Okay. You also worked with your first group back in 1965 after becoming converted to a Christian, and this was the Gospel Jewels.
Yes.
Yeah,
I formed a country gospel bluegrass group called the Gospel Jewels, and we had traveled considerably through Quebec, all through northern Quebec on Indian reserves. We even took the Polar Bear Express and went to Moosonee for 3 days, and that was quite an experience in itself.
Uh-huh.
And we were well accepted, but we were quite a popular gospel group, bluegrass group. I had very professional instrument players and good singers with me, and I just probably had that close to 10 years, that group, before we broke up. Yeah.
And you appeared on many television shows, including The Tommy Hunter Show and 100 Huntley Street back in the day. What was Dave Maines like?
He was very quiet, nice sort of fellow.
Was he? Yeah.
We were on 100 Huntley Street. It was through my son's Steve Clow, who's a gospel singer, and he had met the lady that got talent for the Tommy Hunter Show, and she had heard my son and I sing, so they asked us to come and be on the show, which we were. And the day that we were there on the show, our host was Graham Kerr.
Okay.
Graham Kerr used to have a show on called the Galloping Gourmet.
Yes.
And he was quite a comical fellow, but a very nice guy, a good Christian guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he, that particular day, he was host for Dave Maines, and he hosted my son and I on 100 Huntley Street, and the song we sang that day was Beulah Land. It's a gospel song, and we had a number of calls that come in of people that were converted that day because of our testimony that we had given.
Okay.
And it was quite an experience.
Yes.
On the Tommy Hunter Show, just before Tommy took over from King Ganem, on the King Ganem Show, the leader of the Serenaders, Johnson, he had to play violin. They were competing for the best violin player in probably Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And uh, I was with him that day. I didn't do anything except sit there, my big white cowboy hat on. My whole family recognized me.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of funny, but through it all, we had a lot of good times.
I'd imagine. Yes, it sounds like it. And I'd like a copy of your television show song sometime, but I understand that you wrote many songs of your own.
Yes.
And one of them was called The Television Show.
Yes.
Would you tell us about that?
After I became converted, I noticed Sunday mornings a lot of people didn't show up. And that's the time that Rex Humbard and other TV pastors were on TV. Mm-hmm. And I found out that they stayed home and watched them instead of supporting their own church.
Okay.
So I thought, well, I got to write a song about that. So I wrote the song, and a very popular song. First year I sold hundreds of records on that particular song. And I just wrote it the way I felt about people being at home watching their TV shows and instead of supporting their own church. And I think we should support our local church as much as possible.
I find there's more and more less people going to churches nowadays.
Less people, did you say?
Yes, there's like a church decline. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know. I think everybody has their... This is my opinion.
Yes.
I think everybody has their favorite TV programs, and I believe that it keeps a lot of people home from enjoying the fellowship together. And it's kind of sad because we need that every week. We need to congregate together and support each other
and get the spirit into us.
And encourage one another of what God has done for us. And it's just wonderful to have somebody